The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Andy Brownell, joined by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good.
I imagine busy.
So tired. I've been so busy. It's been so crazy busy.
Well, as you pointed out last week, nationally even, we're approaching that sweet spot in the spring market.
Yeah, I don't know. The last two weekends, I've sold 11 houses.
Six. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, five last weekend and six the weekend before. I mean, it's been crazy. And that doesn't count the rest of my team.
That's impressive.
Or
it
crazy.
Keeps the staff busy preparing paperwork, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and with Jenna still on maternity leave, I'm just glad Tina's hanging in there. Poor girl.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have any, data on what is going on in the marketplace or, most recently?
Yeah, so we put out our new latest Rochester market report this past Wednesday. So it's a few days old, which I consider pretty fresh. As of Wednesday, there were 261 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 311 listings still for sale.
All over 300?
Yeah, the resulting pending ratio, 45.6%, if you take that 261 divided by 572.
Okay, so the last time we talked, that was in the 30s.
Yeah, so definitely it's evening out, right? So we're getting to that very balanced. It's not necessarily in the buyer's favor. It's not necessarily in the seller's favor, but just a very balanced, healthy market. Because if you know, what that pending ratio indicates is the supply and demand. So specifically, a high ratio means that listings are in demand, quickly going to contract, but a low ratio means there's not enough qualified buyers for the existing supply. And we've talked about that before, not necessarily that we didn't have enough buyers, just that their consumer confidence is not great and they're holding out just to see what's going on, right?
But from your perspective as a person working in this industry, you like it. I mean, right around that 50% is kind of ideal, right?
It's so perfect. I mean, it's hot, hot, hot. And I'm not going to lie, I've written a lot of contracts over the past 2 weeks and we have been in multiple offers. But what's nice is we haven't had to go crazy to win, maybe a few thousand dollars over list price, maybe even one in multiples at list price. Just better terms. So it's not like, I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't seen any. We had one house that we listed for $300,000 that went into multiples that sold for more than 10% over the asking price. So, I mean, there's still some that are going crazy, but it's not the norm. The norm is okay. You can still, if you write a nice, solid offer, clean offer, and I'm happy to see that more people are doing pre-inspections, because if they do expect buyers to come in not asking for an inspection, it's nice if there is a pre-inspection report there for that buyer to read and know that, there's nothing looming out there. So
okay, I have a question for you. You use the term clean offer. What does that mean?
So if you don't have to, let's say it's not contingent upon having to sell anything, that makes it clean. Okay. You have your pre-approval letter and it's a solid letter. Sometimes the more earnest money or the bigger down payment you have will make your offer stronger. Not always, because we have plenty of people buying with physician's loans right now with 0% down and they're still winning. Okay, so just different circumstances for each situation. But if you are contingent upon an inspection, that's not as clean as if you're not contingent upon an inspection. And I will say, some people will say to me, Robin, I'm not worried. I mean, I know my house has been well maintained and I'm not hiding anything. I'm not worried if they do an inspection. And I say, this is the problem. In the state of Minnesota, an inspection is just a free pass to change your mind on the house you bought and buy the one that you found 4 days later that you like better, because you don't get, you get your earnest money back typically. Now we are seeing some people, if they are doing inspections, they're writing that the earnest money will be non-refundable either way, which is makes it cleaner again, right? Makes it stronger. But if you have no contingent, I'm seeing, this is another thing I'm seeing. Yes, we are going to do an inspection, but we're only going to ask for any item on the inspection that comes up to more than $2,000 per item.
Okay, the big ticket stuff.
The big ticket items. But the only problem with that is, okay, if that's the case, then waive your inspection, because how do we know that you're going to not find one that comes on the market tomorrow that you like better and now you can walk away? So that's the only problem with the inspections. Like in the state of Wisconsin, if you make it contingent upon an inspection and then after the inspection, the seller is willing to address the items, then the deal has to go through. Yeah. You don't get to say, I want to walk away.
Well, that seems right.
I agree.
Okay. You mentioned the pre-inspection. How much, I know this is tough, typically how much would you have to spend to have a pre-inspection done?
All right. So I just listed a house out in Byron, and it was a two-story house, 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, unfinished lower level. And no, excuse me, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, unfinished lower level. And the home inspection, we had it pre-inspected, and it cost $350.
Oh, my gosh. That seems well worth it.
Right. And so there, the inspection report was there, and we got into multiple offers. And the agent that won it did waive the inspection because they were very comfortable reading the inspection report. And maybe it was an advantage because the father of her buyer knew the inspector personally. So he called him to say, hey, you know, what was your gut feel about this house? You know, everything is in the report that it looks really good. And he verified that, yeah, I went to put it in the report. It's great. You know, everything was clean. So they were very comfortable just saying no inspection necessary because they were able to read through that and talk to him.
I think, well, okay, just from my perspective, if you want to, seems like that would be a thing I would do, get that pre-inspection, because then it makes your home that much more attractive.
Well, it does. And like I said, it gives, and especially first-time home buyers, it is a scary thing for a first-time home buyer to spend so much money. I mean, we're talking a minimum of $250,000, right, in this market, let's be real. It's a lot of money to say, oh, I'll just trust you. I think everything's okay. I don't need to inspect it. Yikes.
Yeah.
So, and when you get into multiple offers, that's the first thing often that the listing agent is hoping for is no inspection, just so we go straight from active to pending and the sold sign goes up and the deal is over, right? Not because, oh gosh, we're worried about what they're going to find. So right. It's a great way to eliminate that by just having the inspection done and disclosing and exposing what's actually going on with the house.
See, no matter what, every week when I talk to you, I learn something new.
Well, there you go. I like it.
Well, Robin, why don't we take a quick break and we'll continue on with the market report when we come back.
Sounds great.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results with us on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And Robin, I guess we started into the market report.
We tend to do that. It's all good. So taking a closer look, I see here that 300 to 400,000 price range has a relatively large number of contracts pending. And I see that the 300 to 400,000 also has a relatively large inventory with 72 listings available. The median list price or asking price right now on the market is $464.5. Okay. But it's funny because when we started doing this show every week after week, it was between 200 and 300.
I was thinking that exact thing when you said that number.
The majority of our sales and the majority of our contracts, the majority of our inventory was 200 and 300. Now it's inched its way up to 300 to 400. A total of 679 contracts have closed in the last 6 months, with a median sold price of $325.
Okay. Right.
So breaking it down, I do see here that the highest number of sold listings did fall between 200 and 300. So those sold quickly. That's why they're gone.
Yep.
Alternatively, a total of 170 listings failed to sell in that same period of time. So, you know, when you ask, what do you mean they didn't sell? Well, sometimes they were priced too high or they really weren't in marketing condition. There was a day when it didn't matter. You could put it out there and people would buy it no matter what the condition, because they wanted to snatch things up while they could get locked in at these crazy low interest rates, sub three, and they didn't care. But those days are gone, guys. You know, people are paying a fair amount of interest, even though I think it's good. It keeps going down, down, down. I think we're down in the lower sixes, below 6.5 anyway. I actually had a client. Sorry, my phone's dinging. I actually had a client recently locked at 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
On a 7-year ARM. Conventional. But you know, it's people are like, well, why would I do an ARM? Well, she's coming here to do a residency and she'll be here 5 years. So 7-year ARM will more than cover her. So
that's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. So that's the thing. You know, I'm gonna get sidetracked again, but knowing what the loan products are is so very important. It's not like every single lender has the same products, because they don't, and definitely they don't all have the same interest rates. And they have different requirements. Some banks are more stringent. And I think we're going to see more and more of that with the chaos that's going on in the economy, with the stock market, you know, going down and down day after day. I think the banks are going to start to worry about people's ability to repay. So don't be surprised if we start seeing some of the banks requiring higher credit scores, more documentation, maybe larger down payments, especially for like investment properties. We're already seeing that big time.
I bet.
But don't worry, I can put you in the right path of the lenders who have got this down and can get you in for the best loan.
Another aspect of what we just talked about, that you were mentioning, the price ranges, which are now most commonplace compared to where they were before. And most of us who have been here go, oh, my gosh, it's gone up so much. But with these folks coming in from all over the country to match up at Mayo, I bet they're saying, wow, I'm getting a lot of bang for my buck for that price.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are. We all are, actually. I mean, I talk to my counterparts across the country, and I listen to them tell me that new residents in their market cannot buy. Like, for instance, I have a good friend, Karen Landry, in Boston, and she's like, first of all, we're so low on inventory, and second of all, our starting price point is, you know, three times yours, or
oh my God,
at the very least double yours. So how in the world do they afford it?
Yeah.
So when I get excited about, this is a really exciting time with all the residents coming, well, yes, we live in a market where residents can afford to buy homes, and that's awesome. And that we actually have homes for sale. I think the last 2 weeks, both Fridays, there were like 40 new listings. I didn't check this week, but there were like 40 new listings each week coming on the market. So we're getting inventory for sure.
Yeah. I saw that the city council next week will be acting on a package for Bigelow Homes, I think, where it's a development over by Valley High Road on the west side. Uh-huh. Where they're going to build almost 220 homes that will be on the market over the next couple of years. And through this thing with the sales tax revenue, they're going to be able to partially subsidize it to hold down the cost of the homes.
Which is so important because we've got to have homes that, you know, people can afford to buy. So we're so lucky, in my opinion, to have a local government that actually has their finger on the pulse about how important this is, and to have these people working together, and to have the local builders with the capacity, such as Bigelow, to put this project together. So again, there's nowhere I would rather sell real estate than right here. Okay, because we still have affordable housing. It might not seem like it to a lot of people, but compared to other parts of the country, we've got it made.
Well, we do have it nice, especially with spring coming.
There you go.
Back to this.
Okay. So the analysis of the sold properties for the last 6 months reveals the median sale price of $325,000. So even though the average sale price on the market right now is much higher than that, the median sale price of what has sold in the last 6 months was $325,000 with an average of 25 days on the market. All right. And you want to know what's really kind of crazy? The price point that sold the fastest, and this is not the first time you've heard me say this, was 1.2 to 1.3 million. That was the quickest price range to sell over the last 6 months.
That astounds me.
But that's where what you said earlier really rings true, is that if we have incoming physicians that are moving here from the East Coast or the West Coast, and they see what 1.2 can buy here in Rochester, Minnesota, compared to where they came from, you better believe they feel like they struck gold.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So the recent history of sales can be seen, well, I guess you can't see it, but I've got some charts showing that in the last 30 days, the median sold price was 310 with days on market of 20 days. So the market's moving right along.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it. Right now, our absorption rate of inventory is 2.7 months based on the last 6 months of sales. What does that mean? That means that if we didn't put any more houses on the market in the next 2.7 months, we would be out of inventory. So it's a good thing I'm seeing 40 new listings coming, you know, each week into the market, because we definitely don't want to run out of homes to sell.
That's better than what it was before, but it's still low historically.
Exactly. It is still low historically. Nationally, I told you about a month ago that we were 3.8 million houses short of what we need. And an article that I read this week says that number is now 4 million. So I don't know if they are rounding it up or if it's actually gotten worse. But yeah, when you talk about being 4 million homes short, that's a lot. And an even scarier number was, I think they said we have a shortage. We need 40 million affordable homes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of people that are really in need of shelter that's affordable. And that's where the focus has got to be. Or otherwise, we're going to end up with being a country of the haves and have nots. And certainly that is not the American way. So
it's not good for anybody either.
Yeah. It's not good for anybody.
All right. We need to take another break, Robin. We'll come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. All right, Robin, I have to ask you the question, I guess, with all this stuff happening in our world. What are you looking at your crystal ball think will happen with this, with the interest rates, mortgage rates?
Okay. Well, as you know, I follow a lot of the very well-versed economists about when it comes to this stuff. And I've read a lot of people who feel like the interest rates are going to continue to decrease slowly. Right now, I mean, they dropped 12 points last week from one day to the next, from like 6.75 to 6.63 in a day, right? But I mean, they're moving in the right direction. Some people say they're going to settle in at 6%. Others have said mid fives. I tend to believe it'll be mid fives, and I tend to believe it'll be sooner than, I don't think it's going to be that slow and gradual, because I think as, and this is my opinion for what it's worth, okay, for what it's worth, I feel like in order to keep the economy from just bottoming out, the Feds are going to be forced to lower the rates. Because if you think about it, the investors are going to shift, right? They're going to shift from the stocks to the bonds. And as they shift to the bond prices are going to go up and the yields are going to go down. And typically when the yields go down, the mortgage rates will have to go down. So, I mean, I'm no economist by any means, but I definitely follow this very closely. And I just feel like that's what's going to have to happen. But even where they are right now, guys, it's not like we have horrible interest rates by any means. I had a client who got locked in at, I told you that, right? Five and a half, on a 7-year ARM. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, there's definitely good rates out there. And I just think they're going to, I don't see we're going to have this great big whoosh, quick drop, but I do think they're going to drop a little more quickly than what they've been predicting. And I definitely do think we'll see them in the mid fives. And I definitely think it's going to be more like third quarter instead of fourth quarter. You can take notes and then see how good I am when it all actually happens. Okay.
Well, what you were talking about with the bond yields, I saw a report yesterday that the, I think it was the 10-year T-bill, which is the bonds that we're talking about, the yield was already below 4%.
Exactly. And I will say something else. So people, you know, you think about traditionally, where do people invest their money? Well, you think about the stocks, you think about the bonds, but also don't forget about real estate, because historically real estate has been a very dependable place to invest money and build wealth, right?
Absolutely.
That's not changing. So I definitely believe that people are going to continue to invest in real estate. Maybe it's not going to be where they have second and third homes, but people are going to definitely have a home to live in, right? That creates shelter for them and their family, and at the same time starts to build their nest egg, build that wealth. Because what do I always say? Your home is the bank account that you are living in. So think about that and make sure that you don't have this mindset of, oh, I'm just going to continue to rent because I'm really worried about the economy. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I will say this, housing prices are going to continue to go up. And I don't even need a crystal ball for that prediction. I mean, when we are talking about being 4 million homes short nationally, where else are the prices going to go? Anybody who understands supply and demand understands homes are just going to continue to get more expensive. And as I alluded to earlier in the show, all we have to do is look at the East Coast and the West Coast and other parts of the country where this has already happened. And it's going to happen here too. We've seen it happen here. I mean, In the duration that we've been doing this show, look how few homes were at $1 million when we started, to how common it is to have homes over $1 million, well over $1 million in Rochester now.
Well, as a good example, someone very close to me who purchased a home about 3 years ago in a what you would call a starter home. In the 3 years, the home value has gone up $45,000.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, I'm telling you, and they've lived in the house. So it's like they need a house. And sometimes people think, oh, I'll rent so that I can stock money away in my savings account and save and save. Well, as you're paying that mortgage payment, and if you got extra money, pay a little bit more on that mortgage payment, because I mean, I can go into the whole thing about how fast you can decrease that payoff by adding extra payments. Yep. let's talk about that next week, okay? Because yeah, I have some really fun numbers.
I did it. And I'd love to hear the numbers, but I could be a testimonial.
It's just amazing. That's exactly I text them to my kids all the time, you know, like, hey, look at this, guys. You make 2 extra payments, this is what happens. You make 3 extra payments a year, this is what happens. Like, it's a doable thing, and people just don't really embrace that.
Hey, and we're going to run out of time. Okay. So I wanted to remind people that that's coming up, what, next week?
1 week from today. In Wabasha, at our Wabasha office location, we have an amazing Easter egg hunt. It's gotten to be a little out of control, I tell you. I mean, we started spending like $1,000 on it. Then it was $1,500, $2,000. This year it was well over $3,000 on candy. Just the price of candy to fill 5,000 eggs was $1,000. It's crazy.
Is but there a terrible candy already?
Right? And then there's lots of really fun prizes for the kids. And so a lot of the eggs have prize tokens in them. And it starts at 12 o'clock sharp. We let the littles have a few minutes extra before the big kids start in, right? And everybody goes away with candy and prizes. It's a lot of fun. And it just kick off to the Easter season, spring season. So hope to see you there noon Saturday at our Wabasha location.
Okay, is that little grassy space by the bridge?
Yeah, the park. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds like so much fun. That is so nostalgic for me to think about.
I love it.
Both myself when I was a kid and then our kids when
we were there. Same. And we're the same age. So same thing. You know, I grew up with Easter egg hunts and then always did it for my kids. So I love it.
Okay, Robin, how do we get a hold of you? We've been talking about so many things. And if you have a home, especially if you have a home you're interested in listing, because this is the time to do it, right?
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone. I'm always willing to chat. My phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. Stay busy, I guess.
Yeah, I will. You too. Have a great day.
All right. We'll talk to you next weekend. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.